Vectis Radio.
Well, we've got this gentleman come in. I presume he's a gentleman.
He says he is. He's on the Rotary. He must be a gentleman.
His name's Paul Ferguson. He's from the Rotary. He's going to come and tell us stuff. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
And how are you?
I'm well enough, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I hope the voice will last out.
Of course it will. What have you got to tell us today?
I'm going to talk today about Rotary and youth activities on the island. Well, nationally as well. You know that Rotary is one of the biggest humanitarian organisations in the world. So we're worldwide and everything is kind of distilled down to as local level as we can get. So whilst we have things like young chefs, young musicians, young writers, young instrumentalists, environmentalists, we have to cut our cloth according to what we've got available on the island.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we look at things. One of the things that we were very heavily involved with for a great number of years was Youth Speaks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a competition, inter-school competition. Subjects was given out and they would debate.
Yeah.
And then they'd go on through to national levels. Another thing that we Rotary was very heavily involved with, though it wasn't a Rotary function, but it was led by Rotary, was the Young Enterprise Scheme.
Yes.
Ah, I remember that.
That was set up in the high schools particularly, where they'd set up a company, issue shares, and then at the end of the year they used to have to do a report.
Yep.
And a lot of people got a lot of, you know, good stuff out of that.
I was one of the mentors for a couple of years, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Youth Speaks was a good one. And we now find... One of the things I was chatting about outside was I would not like to be a young person today.
Right.
I think the pressures on young people are so much more exaggerated and there are so many more things that are going on in the world. It's bad enough with the hormones at that level. It's bad enough with trying to decide who you are, where you are, why you are. And then with all the other stuff that's piled onto them, all the pressures that are brought on. And I think the island, I would say this, wouldn't I? But I think the island is very well placed for the things that we have got on the island. Now, one of the things that I do on behalf of Rotary, I'm with the Network Ride on the Youth Hub at St Thomas's, used to be in the High Street. That is a jewel in the crown. Now, I'm not a political man, but I think the Town Council, in all its glory, spread over the years, have backed this scheme. Because once upon a time, all youth activities were run by the county council.
Right.
Yes.
Now it's up to individual councils, parish councils, to say what provision that they're going to put
on. Okay.
So, Ryde Town Council took the decision to say, well, there's nothing going on in Ryde. We've got to do something. And they spent a lot of money, together with the police commission. They put a lot of money in. And they invited a group of us to come along, outsiders, to lend support, you know, voice and cash or anything else we could do to support the growth of this. And I think in Ryde, and I hear good work of Braiding, Sandown, various other schemes. And then you got the Youth Trust, which has been going for donkey's years.
Yep.
All good stuff. So I think we're very well placed, but we mustn't be complacent.
No.
Because there are still a lot of issues that have got to be addressed.
And what sort of ages do you look at?
Well, we look from probably, I say this, we look probably from, say, high school age.
Yes.
Although we are involved and have been involved, say, with St George's School, for example.
Yeah.
We did a lot of projects at St George's. So, of course, that's all age. And then we've got things like Kids Here, which Rotary look after, or Rotary have run over the years, where the Deaf Club, the Saturday Deaf Club,
we
support them. And then Kids Out, which is national, but we also do it locally, where young people from what was Medina School at the top of the road and St George's, we take them to places like Poulton's Park or wherever for a whole day. And that's most enjoyable. So basically, I suppose we tend to look from the high school age onwards.
Oh, righto. Yep. Interesting.
There's lots going on, isn't there?
There certainly is.
I mean, When you've got young people, young people are our future, aren't they, at the end of the
Absolutely.
Day?
They are.
I say we're all of an age, at least you're not listening.
No.
We're all of an age where we depend on the generations coming up behind us to be productive members of society for as long as we're still around.
What, they're going to pick where we're going to the old age homes, aren't they?
Well, yes.
And they're going to be looking after us, we hope.
So giving them a purpose in society and training them up to do these things properly, I think is an invaluable thing to do.
Absolutely.
So, now, as you say, you were talking about Network Ride and all the stuff you've got going up there, and there are others around the island.
Oh, there are, yeah. Certainly Brading's a good example, and Sandown. Mm. And I know Newport is developing, I think, along the lines that are working very successfully in Ride.
Mm.
But Bex and the crew there, the team at Network Ride, are incredible.
Oh, that's good.
They really are.
If you're a young person, how can you find out more about this kind of thing? Is there something you can join? Is there places you can apply to? Or?
This is always a difficult one. I'll give you an example. A few nights ago, my wife and I were in the co-op, and there were some young men, rushing around the co-op, making absolute of themselves.
Yeah.
Really were. And one of the girls on the till said, oh, I don't know. She said, they should have a youth club to go to or something. And I thought, knowing that I'm on the steering group for the place in Ride, for Ride Network, was a bit of a shock for me. And it was quite humbling. But one of the other areas that the island is very well covered for are uniformed organisations.
Yeah.
And again, this is something else we involve ourselves. Oh, we need a tent, or this has got lost, or we need some sleeping bags, or can
so
you...
So you're talking scouts, cadets.
Scouts, the cadets, yeah.
Yeah.
All these are good things. Now, they don't suit everybody.
No.
And neither does the youth club. It doesn't matter how hard you try, how varied a programme you put on, there's always going to be a little group on the outside that will not fit.
Yes. We can't have one size fits all. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't. You're absolutely right, Maggie.
And you're right, we do offer quite a lot of things on the island for young people.
Oh, yes.
But there's always going to be a small core of people. They're not being awkward, don't get me wrong. I'm not having a go at them. But they say, that's not for me. I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I don't want to go to a youth club. I don't want to go to the scouts.
Or, yes. Yeah.
And sometimes you just ask them what they want to do. They actually don't know.
Yeah, this is true. So it's a very difficult one to point people in. You can signpost at schools. And I know Network Ride are doing such good work with the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
That's a joy to watch. You go to a presentation and you see the faces of the kids once they've achieved, say, their bronze or their silver. And in some cases, of course, they go up to London to get their gold awards.
Yeah. We had a young chap presenter here, not with the station, he's not with us anymore, he's still alive, but he's not with the station anymore. And he's got additional needs. And he was dead chuffed to get his gold, wasn't he?
He was,
And he'd worked hard for it, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
He had to overcome several other barriers to get to that level. Of course, I'd forgotten about that one. But if there are other organisations or individuals on the island who want to help get involved with this, how do they do that?
Usually, I find the way that we think they come through is via the schools. Now, certainly Bex goes to Ride Academy, or it's Lift School now. It's changed its name so many times. I was chair of governors there many years ago when it was Ride High. But the schools have got very good contacts with the youth groups, and they will kind of signpost, and that's all you can do. You can't say, you must go here or you must go there. But one of the other things Rotary did, we bought a rotavator because Network Ride had an allotment. So we bought them a rotavator, and that was great fun. But what it did do, it sort of expanded their ability to take on young people who are not fitting into the school curriculum.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Now, when I was at a secondary modern school in Somerset, it was very small, we had gardening on the curriculum, and the girls had domestic science on the curriculum, and there was never any sort of swapping over. The girls never did gardening, and the boys never did domestic science. But that's changed, of course. But again, some of the young people that have gone into the day off, so to speak, to the allotment, have found their way into the youth hub itself.
Right, that makes sense. Yes. See, again, when we used to do a bit of mock interviews, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did that through Rotary.
And that was always... I think they were organised by the Rotary, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they were very interesting. We were in at this young... One young lad had a terrible attendance record at school. I mean, really, really bad. We sort of quizzed him about what he found interesting, and he was rebuilding... He wasn't old enough to drive, but he was rebuilding his own Mini from scratch. And he absolutely loved... car maintenance, didn't he?
That he kind of certainly thing. Did.
And we were said to his teachers, the great shame is that if you were to teach car maintenance, you'd have to prize him out of school at the end of the day. He wouldn't want to go home. Mm. And so, yeah, Maggie said earlier, the one-size-fits-all doesn't work.
It doesn't work, no. We explained to him that you've got to do English because you've got to write your invoices.
Yes.
You've got to do maths because you've got to calculate your invoices.
Yes.
Other than that, you can go and do your car all the time.
Yes.
And he was absolutely thrilled to bits he might be able to do that.
Yeah. But there's always going to be those people. If you offer gardening, a lot of people go, yeah, I quite like being outdoors and digging in the soil and the rest of it.
Absolutely. When I first came to the island, I was with the County Career Service, and I was with them for about 3 or 4 years until they ceased to be statutory.
Mm.
And the school said, no, we can look after careers ourselves. So the statutory part went. And I joined CITB, which is the Construction Industry Training Board.
Yeah.
And I was in charge of the largest youth training programme on the island. So I'd recruit about 100 youngsters a year, brickies, chippies, painters, decorators, plumbers, electricians, general building operatives. And most of those young men, and I did take on some young ladies, especially painters and decorators, they were good.
Yeah.
They said, school cramps me, I can't imagine sitting down all day doing nothing. But they didn't know what they wanted to do.
No.
And it's worth trying a few things.
Well, it's worth trying a few things.
And it isn't always explained to them why they're learning something.
It makes
sense.
Why
you're learning English.
Yes. Yeah.
Why you're learning maths.
Yeah. People who were useless at maths would suddenly, it would make sense when they had to calculate how many bricks to make a wall, how many litres of paint they needed to paint, how many yards of timber they needed.
Yeah. Excellent.
You get metres now.
Yeah.
Of course. But it's always, I'll have 2 metres of 2x1.
Yeah.
So more details available at Rotary on the White, no doubt. About
yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah.
So can youngsters contact you through that?
Not really.
Right.
I suppose this plea would be for more Rotarians to come forward.
Right.
We're limited in what we can do.
Yeah.
It's difficult... I think through schools, again, I think schools have possibly got enough information on Rotary.
Right.
But certainly look us up and get the number and say, what can you do for us?
Excellent. Okay.
Magic.
Well, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
And thank you for what Rotary does, not just for the island, but across the world. And we'll have all this information on the website, probably tomorrow now.
We will, yes.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.